The Creeps and Kitties, the second track off the debut EP by the one, the only, Cup Shove It.
I guess it was pretty violent.
With their most violent number, the most violent single of the year, Stab and Grab.
That song I'm most proud of. Like, when I first joined, I learned a lot of Jared's songs that he wrote. But that one we all, like, collectively wrote together.
Which... I was going to ask, because when you, like you said before, Jared, like, you'd been playing in the band for about a year, working out, played a couple shows, were the singer. So you obviously had some songs established. Mm-hmm. But then Mandy comes in, mm-hmm. different voice, mm-hmm. different vibe, different energy. So where do the vocal and melodic writing duties lie, and where do they come from? And what stuff did you do previously that is you, Mandy, interpreting something that Jared wrote and that you are then singing? And what is stuff that you have brought in and done yourself? Or is it more of a full collaborative effort when it comes to not just like building the songs, obviously the whole band builds the songs, but I'm speaking specifically of lyric and melody.
So I took a general basis of what he had done previously, but we definitely added a lot more screaming to, I think, all of the songs that we do.
It's all the choice.
Which has been fun and really like kind of shaped where we're going. And like some like gender changes. What's that one song? Cool Kids?
Yeah. Yeah, and Cool Kids Club, another song we have. The lyric was
I'm in your
daughter's dreams tonight, but that didn't feel right with Mandy singing it, so we changed it to I'm in your daddy's dreams tonight.
Which Fair. Is way cooler.
I mean, it could be both, but yeah. That's fine. We're not
here. Yeah, like I said, I wrote, you know, quite a bit of the lyrics and melodies for most of the songs. Just did some iPhone recordings so Mandy could listen to them and learn them.
Right.
And then she, I feel, elevated them quite a bit.
Aww.
Like, there's parts definitely in fun where you add more of, like, more infliction and more melody. It goes up and down where I like singing kind of like old school punk rock, just blah, 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 straight across. I got one note I can hit.
Yeah.
You know, if we're not singing in like...
So you got someone that
I like singing in B and that's about it.
Someone's got a vocal range. You're like, yeah. Oh, fuck, now I got
it. Yeah, she added range to it. That's the word I was looking
There's
for.
There's one part in Fun where when we were recording it, Eric looks at me and goes, holy crap, I didn't know you could actually sing. And I'm like, bro, we've been playing for months. What?
He's like, yeah, but it's the jam room. It's so loud, I can't hear it. He's like, it's my guitar tone and that's it.
Well, we're pretty sure Dodge has early onset something to it.
Sometimes
he doesn't pay attention.
Early onset records.
Hey!
Shout out early onset records.
Just saying, the EP needs to come out through some label, so please pick it up.
Somebody.
There you go.
Anybody. UMG? UMG?
All right. We are about halfway through the program. We are about halfway through the bands that are playing this festival.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about halfway through my life because I'm 40. What other halves are we currently at?
I'm half chubbed right now.
Hey.
Jeez.
I don't know if you're setting me up for something I was supposed
nope.
to say.
Not really. Yeah. Just
I'm half cut.
I'm letting people be who they are, man. I give you the microphone. You can say whatever you want.
It's my first time on the radio. I got excited.
Not hard to tell you guys.
Hey, man, at least you're honest.
I'm nervous.
I don't know what to do with that. Here. Listen to Anthems.
We're
that was brand new music from Cop Shove It. That was Rent Check. No, it's not about the Vancouver Strip night. Mm-hmm. You guys ever go to Rent Check?
No, my parents don't let me.
No? How do you pay the rent? I mean, it could be the answer to your questions in the song.
Don't you win only $500?
I don't know.
I mean, it's a good prize. This is Vancouver. Well, your rent's $500. I don't know where you're living. Yeah, you're doing something right.
That's it. I've got no more questions for you.
So we were told that our songs together make a pretty cool story. So, like, fun, you're, like, young, partying, and having a good time. And then life probably goes down a weird path. Maybe you got to go to stab and grab. Just rob a store because you got no money left. And then, fuck, I can't pay my rent either, eh? So it's a whole, it's a, what do they call that?
That was the most Canadian I ever heard you sound.
I
can't pay my rent, eh?
Don't you know?
It's my Ontarian accent.
She's wearing the flannel, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, I got the flannel too, bud.
Don't you know? Well, that concludes what you can hear if you go out to Sandcastle's Bar and Bowling this Saturday.
And bowling.
That's right. Don't forget. I mean, it's mostly a bowling alley, but I like how they put the word bar first. Oh. It's like 90% bowling alley, 10% bar.
You could probably get a good cheeseburger there, too. Some of the best cheeseburgers I've ever had were at Bowling Alley.
Fucking cheeseburgers,
buddy. Oh, yeah.
Buddy. Oh, jeez.
I hear the cooks there kill it.
Got some plum sauce for my fries, eh?
Actually, that sounds really good.
Right?
I would like it.
Nice and gravy.
Get that poutine going.
So that's your Saturday. Should we let people know what else is going on this weekend?
No.
All right. Well, what do you want to talk about? What are you guys doing after this?
Getting food. I'm starving.
Oh, that's a good call.
I'll probably call my dad.
Yeah?
Tell him I love him.
Does he miss you? What about your mother? It was just Mother's Day.
Yeah, I already called her.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Just neglecting your father.
I called her. I'll call her again in 6 months.
We were camping. We came back on Sunday, and I called my mom at like 3 in the afternoon. She's like, I thought you forgot me. I'm like, no.
Never, Mother. Yeah. Never. You, never. All right. We got like 18 minutes and 35, 36, 37, 38 seconds left in the show. What do you guys want to do?
Just say how grateful I am to be here. Give a shout out to Mr. Bones.
Aw, that's very
You're
sweet.
You're the man.
Yeah. I'm here. It's fine. I'm doing it.
Mr. Jonathan P. Bones himself.
Yeah, no, we're just...
Don't tell
stoked.
People my middle name. It's secret. That was between you and me, Eric. I thought we had something special.
What does the P stand for?
You ask Dodge later.
P-E-E?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's the full name.
Yeah.
Jonathan P.
All right. Well, there is other things happening this weekend. As much as I'm telling you the only thing you should go do is to go to Sandcastle, you could, I guess, go to the Pearl on Friday. And you can see Lambrini Girls. Do you guys know where they're from? The UK, man, that's
somewhere
far.
In
Brighton.
Apparently, they play party music for gay, angry sluts. That's their words, not mine.
Shit, that's all of us.
I've listened to them. I'd say that's a pretty accurate representation.
I thought Piss was playing with them, but Party Dozen.
His Party Dozen
is going to be playing with them, I believe.
Piss? I think maybe at a later date.
No, I swear to God, I saw the poster. And
I
it
thought
says
so
Piss.
Too.
I saw the poster, you guys. Trust me. Unless they dropped off,
I don't know why they
Piss
would.
Piss is playing. And if you haven't seen Piss yet, I think Vancouver's funnest
poster.
Band to see right now.
I got the poster
they just
right
got
here.
Added recently.
I know, that's the poster I'm
You guys
looking
are making
at,
for terrible
level.
Radio.
Come on.
Talk them up.
We're all just sitting here looking at our phones. I see what it is. Anyways, I'm pretty positive that this band is playing on Friday as well, and they're pretty good.
One of Vancouver's best bands. So you got to check Piss out.
Yeah. You got it?
That's Piss.
Has Eric confirmed?
It's confirmed.
There we go.
Yeah, Piss is on the bill.
All right. Well, here. Listen to Piss for a minute.
Yeah.
This is them live under Oak Street Bridge.
This is what the P stands for.
They're my children.
So everything turned out all right because you prevailed.
Right. And that's the point. Thing.
And you weren't a victim in the sense
Pick
because...
Pick up the pieces.
Right.
Yeah. Go on with your life. Right. Move on and...
So how long before that beautiful body was being used again? Probably for years you wouldn't even use it.
Oh, no. You gotta get right back in.
In the saddle?
with our legs spread, our genitals are tied up, they're pasted. Millions and millions of pictures are made of us in postures of submission and sexual access. And the major motif of pornography as a form of entertainment is that women are raped and violated and humiliated until we discover that we like it. And at that point, we ask for more.
Some words are bigger than bodies. I never learned how to get them out of my mouth.
We have to find some way to keep the rapists off the street. Now, there are different ways of doing it. Law is only one way of doing it. I myself favor violence deeply. I favor it. And the reason that I favor it is that the law isn't working. And as long as the law isn't working, women who have been attacked or who are being attacked need to be able to understand that they have a right to defend themselves against anyone who is attacking them.
Thank you.
opposite to this emotion? How can you act 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 opposite to this emotion? You act opposite to this emotion. How can you act opposite to this emotion? How can you act opposite to this emotion? How can you act opposite to this emotion? How can you act opposite to this emotion?
creeps and kitties, that pretty much brings us to the very end of our program. I'd like to take a second and thank my guest this week. The one, the only, the,
Cop shove it!
Yeah, just cop shove it. They're sweethearts. Yeah.
Thanks for having us. We had a
blast. You're very welcome. Thanks for coming back on, you know? It makes me feel good to have people up here. Yeah, it's good. Thank you for sending me the album. Thank you guys for playing and existing.
Aww.
And I'll see you on Saturday, yeah?
All right.
Is there anything else you want to say to the radio public while you have their attention and ear?
You guys, anything?
Just come out Saturday and have a good time and bowl with us. Yeah. It's going to be rad. There's going to be so many cool people
Are you
there.
Guys going to bowl as a team?
Oh. Yeah. Granny throws only.
All right.
I'm an overhand kind of gal.
Yeah. I'm sure that the Lanes really love that.
Yeah.
I just want to say, quit your job. Drop out of school, get high with your parents, have a pregnancy scare. Most importantly, hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
All quality advice. If you guys like the program, you can always find us here each and every Thursday from the hour of 9 to 10 on CJSF 90.1 FM. If you like the show, you can also find us at cjsf.ca. The podcasts are up there somewhere on the internet. I'll get to it eventually. That's pretty much it. We got one more track. And we're going to give out to our good friends, Mean Bikini, because they got a brand new album out as well. It's called This Ain't Gonna End Well, and it sounds pretty friggin' fantastic. And since y'all are going on the road for them, it seems like the perfect way to send off.
Excellent callback.
Oh, also, I forgot to say one more thing. If you don't go to the show at the Pearl to see Lambrini Girls and Piss, come hang out with me at the Rio and watch Pacific Rim on the big screen. It's going to be good.
Ooh,
giant awesome. Kaiju fighting. It'll be fun. Okay, here. This is Mean Bikini. This song's called The Bar's Too Low. We'll see y'all next week.
Woo!
Love you, Bronwyn.
Peace!
Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 is where you can listen to fresh new releases from any genre, any day of the week. Visit cjsf.ca for the latest open mic schedule.